Acts chapter 28, beginning with verse 17. 3 days later, Paul called together the leaders of the Jews. When they'd assembled, he said to them, "Gentlemen, brothers, although I had done nothing against the people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was handed over as a prisoner from Jerusalem to the Romans. After they interrogated me, they wanted to release me because there were no grounds for the death penalty in my case. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. Not that I had any charge to bring against my own people. That is why I asked to see you and speak to you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." They said to him, "We have not received any letters about you from Judea, and none of the brothers who came here has reported or said anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from you what you think, because we know that people everywhere are speaking against this sect." They set a day to meet with Paul, and even more of them came to the place where he was staying. From morning till evening, he explained and testified about the kingdom of God. He also tried to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and the prophets. Some were convinced by what he said, but others continued in their unbelief. They were arguing with one another and began to leave after Paul made this one statement: "The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet. Go to this people and say, you will keep hearing and yet never understand. You will keep seeing and yet never perceive. For the heart of this people has grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and they've closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation from God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen." For 2 whole years, Paul stayed in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to visit him. He was preaching the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without anyone stopping him.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.